The message from science is clear.
Ho Soon Lee, the chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, calling on world leaders to act. Despite the applause, there's little to celebrate. The targets pledged by countries in Paris in 2015 are not enough to halt global warming. Worse, carbon emissions have hit a new high. It's a bleak picture that not everyone here wants to accept. People like Paul Brown, a member of the youth organization Sustain US, who are standing up and demanding climate action.
As youth, we're not going to sit by while global leaders fail us. We're not going to, you know, stand back while they continue to disappoint our communities. And so I'm from Jamaica originally, but I now live in the States. And in Florida, I was working on a campaign for 6 months to elect Andrew Gillum for governor. And he's saying that Florida, as a sunshine state, needs to put forward real climate solutions, right? So he was thinking of ramping up our solar energy production, implementing solar farms, right? So, you know, even though we don't have, you know, tangible power in this space, youth can take leadership into their own hands.
Enthusiasm for pursuing climate change solutions is also growing among business leaders, leaders such as Jacek Lukaszewski, the head of Schneider Electric for Poland.
We believe that what's good for the climate is actually good for business. As a corporate, we also have our own sustainability index where we have declared that by 2030 we become zero neutral. We are working on many other aspects on not only helping our customers to do things, but also doing it at home.
This year, the climate talks were characterized by a special process known as the Talanoa Dialogue, spearheaded by last year's host, Fiji. Its defense minister, Inya Seruratu, outlines its purpose.
It's about inclusive partnership. It creates the environment for dialogue. It's about bringing all the various parties, non-parties, and all stakeholders together. It's about sharing stories, it's about listening, it's about dialogue, it's about finding solutions in a very friendly and inclusive environment. So the Talanoa has broken barriers. It created that platform to bring all stakeholders together.
Minister Seruratu was nominated this year's Climate Action Champion, along with Tomas Kruskal, COP24 Special Envoy for Climate Change. The talks enter into their divisive phase next week when world leaders arrive. But here, people are staying positive, despite what tomorrow will bring. This man from Indonesia says that dance and music can help in the fight against climate change.
Dance makes us with a clear mind and reach out the heart. And then we can think better for the future, for the climate. So it's important not just to negotiate, but also reaching out to the heart, and playing music and dance is one way we can connect again.
Reporting for Radio France International, Christina Rochello from Katowice.